true. Nervous. Very, very terribly nervous I was, and I am. But why will you say that I am mad? The disease made my senses extremely acute. It did not destroy them. My sense of hearing was very good. I heard all things in heaven and on earth. I also heard things in hell. Why, then, am I mad? Listen how healthily I can tell my story. I cannot say how I first got the idea, but once I had it, this idea never left my brain, day or night. There was no reason for this idea. There was no passion. I loved the old man. He had never done anything wrong to me. I did not want his gold. I think it was his eye. Yes, it was this. One of them looked like a vulture's eye, a pale blue eye with a film over it. When this eye looked at me, my blood became cold, and so, gradually, very gradually, I decided to kill the old man and eliminate that eye forever. Well, now you think I am mad. But madmen don't know anything. You should have seen me. I did everything so carefully, so intelligently. I was never kinder to the old man than during the whole week before I killed him. And every night, about midnight, I opened his door, slowly, very, very slowly. I opened just enough for my head. Then I put in a lantern, all closed, closed so that no light came out. And then I put in my head. It was really fantastic how I did this. You would have laughed to see how slowly and intelligently I put my head in his room so that I would not wake him. It took me a whole hour to put my head into his room. Could a madman be so careful? When my head was in his room, I opened the lantern, and its light fell on his vulture eye. I did this same thing for 7 nights, but each night his eye was closed, so I could not do my work. The old man did not bother me. His evil eye bothered me.